Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from three separate places, including Simply Done, the podcast network studios, at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Don Barris. Well, actually, that's all that's in the studio. We're going to have a call from Mole and from Scary Perry together in a little while. But, okay, could you just lower that, please? Welcome once again to the Big Three Podcast. Now, last week I had said that we weren't going to have a show this week. But then the truly positive responses that we got when we visited Perry in the hospital, people seemed to love that show. And I thought, you know what? We should celebrate the start of the new year with our friends of the podcast. So here it is, a secret surprise Big Three New Year's podcast. Now, I'm here in West Hollywood at the secret location of Simply Don, the podcast network studios. But Mole and Perry aren't here. Now, Mole somehow got lost, and Perry, well, he's still at his apartment on Reseda Boulevard, where he's recuperating from his neck surgery. So I felt the only way that we can get a Big Three New Year's Eve podcast out there was to make a three-way call between Mole, Perry, and myself. So in this podcast, we're not going to be able to have any $10 shout-outs. We'll wait. We'll do those the next time everyone's in the studio. But we will have a guy talk. We will have a Mole play. Now, the sound in this podcast might not be the best, but we're all not in the studio, so you got to keep that in mind. So don't blame the guy that's our sound engineer today, because it's his first time working with us. And as a matter of fact, he's kind of a celebrity in his own right. You've seen him in movies like Hangover, Hangover 2, Due Date. He was in Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic. He hosted TMZ. And recently, he had a featured article about his comedy and the incident in the LA Weekly. Here's my best friend in comedy and our sound engineer for today, Brody Stevens.
Steven Brody Stevens. Yes, I've combined the two. We've moved on from Brody Stevens.
Okay, Brody, I should say right off the bat, you are kind of like the sound engineer, so you're not really supposed to talk on the mic. So you'll just leave the mic off.
You mean I can't be in what I'm doing?
I would prefer you just stayed in the background on this. You're the sound engineer. This is the Big Three Podcast.
I can do it, Don. Positive energy. I will attempt to adjust the levels, the highs, the lows, the faders, the...
Okay. Again, we don't need all this. You're the man behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Positivity. Simply Done, the podcast network. Yes, with Steven Brody Stevens.
Okay, seriously, Brody.
What?
Turn off your mic, because I've got to introduce the first little clip
okay,
here.
Okay, I'll let you do that. We're getting ready for New Year's.
Yes, I know. We're a little bit away. It is our New Year's show, come to think of it. So,
positive energy, New Year's show, Don Barris and Steven Brody Stevens working behind the scenes as a friend on New Year's Eve. Yes!
Okay, turn your mic off completely. All right now.
I'll do that out of respect.
Okay, so in this first clip, we've got Mole. He's lost. He thought he was supposed to come over here to the secret location in West Hollywood, California, but he got lost. So I get Perry on the phone to verify the fact that we are not going to be doing a podcast today. But then I come up with the idea. For the fans, let's do a podcast today. Happy New Year to everybody. This is our New Year's show.
Hello.
Hello.
Perry?
Don, Mole.
Yeah, it's Don and
Mole. Hey, you know who it is? Mole and Don.
Yeah.
Guys.
Hey, would you verify something for me, Perry? For some reason, Mole thinks that we're doing a podcast tonight.
It's today. I'm cruising over to the super secret location in West Hollywood.
No, we're not doing a podcast today.
Since when?
Today's Tuesday, Mole. Not Friday or Saturday.
Okay, you're probably a little confused, Mole, because of the Christmas break and all.
Right.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should put out a show today that we go out and we actually bring in the New Year's. We put it up on Friday, and we let the people, if they want, spend New Year's Eve bringing in the 2012 with us, so we can do a little countdown. You want
to
do that, guy?
That's what I'm on my way to do. Let's go. I'm on my way.
No. But Perry's not here, and I'm about ready to leave. I'm doing something, so I can't really do this tonight, Mole.
What are you doing?
You really want me to talk?
Yeah, I like to. I think our listeners deserve to know.
All right. Well, this is three guys on the phone just talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Okay.
Well,
this is telephone guy talk.
We've never done this before. There's some girl that I met last... Don't say anything to anybody. But there's some girl last night. She said she's really into porn and all this. And she saw that I had on my cell phone a camera. And she wanted to know if I could come by and take nude photographs of her tonight. And she's been emailing me all day. I don't know. Should
whoa,
I go?
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, Mary Jane?
What's that?
You got to be kidding
me. Mary Jane?
It's not Mary Jane.
Wait, Dan. Are you serious? Are you telling me you have a camera on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Don't you do as well as I do, Mole? All
what
cell
are you
phones
about?
Have cameras.
Who does?
All cell phones have cameras.
Since when?
All cell phones have cameras.
Yeah, and how do you get the film in there, smart dude? Good luck.
Whatever.
Perry, have you been doing anything with the ladies lately?
Oh, I was in the hospital.
Whatever, sure, not with you and Martha.
Well, she's a nurse, so, you know.
Right.
She's at work.
Did she give you a number when she left? Like,
no,
call me
no.
when you're away from here? Maybe I can sponge bathe you at home or something like that?
No, nobody.
Did she show up in your room and take her and shake her hair out and take a glass up and get up on the table and start dancing and eating an apple?
No,
you love that Van Halen Too Hot for Teacher video, don't you, Mole?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
That's exactly what it is.
So you haven't been in with any ladies at all then, Perry, right?
Well, I've been home resting, trying to get well.
I don't know if this is the way it always is on the phones, but this one, besides my portion, was not very good at all. This was another guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Ooh.
How much time until midnight?
Hey, I'm back where all the action is. In the green room of the podcast studios. About the time the clock you gave me isn't working. Don, I guarantee you, the next time you call me, I'll have the clock back on time.
So we're almost there, guys. What were you saying a second ago, Perry?
Okay, the second operation kicked my ass. Made me real weak.
Right?
You were kind of a pussy before, though.
Oh, fuck you.
No, fuck you. Don't fuck me.
Fuck me. Fuck off, man. Kind of a pussy.
Yeah,
man, so
you don't want to fight him now.
Dude, if I knew you back in junior high school,
I would have beaten the fuck out of you.
Ass.
I saw a picture of you. Yeah, you were a little squirrely little fucking kid. What, were you taller than you are now back in high
school?
I would have beaten the shit out of you.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you know what we could do? Since it is New Year's Eve and all that, at least that's what we're presenting this as, a New Year's Eve show. Do we have any New Year's resolutions? Mole, do you have any?
I do, yeah.
Like, what would a New Year's resolution be?
Oh, you want me to challenge you?
Yeah, why not?
But if you tell them, don't they not come true?
That's if you make a birthday wish before you blow out the candles.
Whatever.
All right, that's why all those people do that thing.
Yep.
I have the same resolution as Scaremaster this year.
What's that?
Well, you know, I want to try to make it so that the podcast stops killing so many kids. Between mole play,
I've never killed anybody.
Well, hey, you trafficked in child pornography. You may as well. You killed
a few. Fuck you. Fuck you. I don't have any child pornography, you fucking punk.
I think you're forgetting about an important child. You're responsible for.
Fuck yourself, you fucking loser. Goodbye.
Perry, don't hang up.
Hang up right the
Don't hang up. If you disrespect me, I'm telling. Did you just hang up?
What?
Don't hang up. Mole, settle down with that. We've got to do this.
I don't have any child pornography. I'm not into being a fucking porn fucking freak.
All right, but Perry,
fucking lowlife piece of shit.
Perry, listen to me. But that's not the way you handle it, by hanging up when we're in the middle of a podcast.
Did I hang up?
No, but you were about to. You were about to, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Listen, can I apologize, then, Scare Master? You haven't trafficked in child pornography since you showed me that one thing. And I'm proud of you for that. You were able to stop that. I'm proud of you for that. But can I tell you one thing that's upsetting? And that is that you still haven't taken responsibility for Nathaniel's death. And I think that upsets a lot of people.
Oh, in the fuck? I'm not responsible for that guy's death.
Well,
it's not my responsibility that the guy fucking passed away.
Well,
what? I never met the person. I didn't know anything about it till after he was dead. Well,
okay. I'm just saying this. You are right about the fact that, hey, when we brought up the fact that you were sending out child pornography over the internet and things like that.
I didn't send out child pornography over the internet. Somebody sent that picture to me, to my cell phone.
And then you sent it to me on my cell phone, and then my cell phone immediately goes to the internet.
Whatever.
I'm trying to bring up something positive, Perry, and you keep going the negative route.
Positively. Okay. Say it in a positive fashion.
You've backed away. I haven't seen any child porn from you since then. My feeling is that you at least need to be told that you're doing a good job staying away from the child porn, and that's what it's really all about. Right, Mole?
You need to acknowledge your responsibility to Nathaniel's untimely demise.
Okay. He admits that he was wrong. Okay?
Thank you.
Let's move on from that. So how is everything going? I mean, you've gotten out of the hospital. You had a neck operation. You've had three neck operations in 2011. As far as your neck in 2011, it was a bad year. How is everything going now? Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling better. I'm still walking a little bit wobbly. My legs are still weak. My hands are still numb. No tingling.
Yeah. They still are?
That's kind of messed up, though, buddy. That is kind of messed up.
It is. It's hard.
For a guy whose hands are so important to his livelihood.
When I used to have to lift and move things all the time.
Well, realistically, wouldn't you say that your hands are the most important thing in your life, and this is really affecting your entire lifestyle?
Well, so far, so good. It'll be better.
Hold on. Hey, Mole, stop, Perry.
Yeah, buddy.
Can you put the phone down for just a second, please?
Sure, bud.
Perry.
What?
Are you a fucking idiot? He's putting the ball right up on the tee for you to smash the fuck out of it, and you keep going past it.
I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand? It's as obvious as
any. I don't understand.
You've always said you wanted to scam Mole. Here's the perfect opportunity. He's feeling bad for you because of the operation. You know what you should do? When he gets back on the phone, you should start telling him, oh, my God, you know, they're going to have to foreclose my mortgage or something like that. Mole will be more than willing to give you money. He has plenty of money. He feels bad for you. All you got to do is juice it up.
I need help.
Right. Do you need help, in all honesty? Do you need help?
Yes.
All right. So why don't you just twist it a little bit?
I'll kindly ask him.
Okay, well, but what you got to do is you got to make your story sound worse than it is. If you don't want to do it, well, don't do it. I mean,
how I'm going to do it is I'm going to say that I haven't been able to work for, my God, a couple months, and I've been out of work since September 2009.
Okay, well, if that's...
I mean, I need help.
All right, if that's the way you're going to do it, he'll probably say no. My idea and the perfect thing for you to do is to build it up a little bit. Because you got it made. You got insurance taking care of everything.
Yeah.
You got to make it like things are really going bad. But if you don't want to, if you don't want the money, I'm just telling you this. I would take advantage of it.
Hello?
Mole.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry, George. I went in the other room. What happened?
Nothing. We were just talking about football playoffs and all that.
Sweet. Packers looking good. Kill the Bears.
Yeah. Hey, listen, how much more time until it's midnight?
Okay, I don't have the time yet. I can no longer find on the web the international time.
So, Scaremaster, what's been going on, bud?
Not much. I'm just homebound now for the next 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yeah, because of my neck.
You can get in a car, though.
Is there a way you can help me out financially a little bit?
Me?
No, I'm talking to Mole.
What are you talking about, like $10 shout-outs?
A little bit more money than that.
What's going on? Besides being homebound, did something drastic happen?
No, I need to pay some bills and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's everyday really stuff. But what's going on? I mean, is something big happen?
Hey, Mole, can you tell me where you're at right now? Do they have a TV?
Sure.
Can you tell me what's on Channel 9 real quick and then get back on the...
Hold on.
Channel 9?
Perry, what are you fucking doing? What are you fucking doing?
I don't know. What do you want me to do?
I don't want you to do anything. I want you to get money from this guy so you have a little money to take care of yourself. How?
How should I ask him?
Build the story like you really need money. Like if you don't get money, things are going to go terrible.
Hello.
Well,
what's up, dude?
Well, listen, I gotta ask a favor.
What happened?
This is my tight situation right now.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, my funds are very tight. And if I don't pay off a couple of bills, that I'll have no money for rent next month.
Whoa, that's rough. Do you want to move in with Dan and me?
No. I can't afford that.
Why not?
I can't afford that.
We'll take care of the rent. Move in with us.
No. I can't
move to Safari Inn.
Sorry, Mo. I can't do that.
Why not?
It's way too expensive to do that.
It wouldn't cost you anything to move in with us.
Dan, Don, it would be way too much money for me to have to move over there.
It would cost you $0.
But I'd have to transfer my funds, change my addresses. It would be way too much money.
All that.
I can't handle that.
That doesn't cost anything to change the address. It really
does.
You have a post office box.
You'd have to be at home with
Don.
You could send everything to your post office box. It would be very easy to do, actually.
I'm gonna get the wheels going on that.
I am not going to move over there.
Why?
I'm not moving over there.
I thought you needed money.
Fuck. I'm hanging up. Goodbye.
What happened?
I can't even begin to tell you how disappointed I was with Perry. Not only could this unprofessional Italian not come to the studio to make the podcast, but now, just to be a prick and to show us that he's the one in charge, he hangs up the phone on us. Now, we don't have enough to make a podcast, and he knows this. So now we have to play Perry's game, and he makes us call him over and over and over again each time. He's not going to answer. Now, on the last call, Mole and I left this message.
Calling Scary Perry Skateboards as well as Scary Perry Productions at 818-390 number 2999. Is anyone here at the office to take this call? So don't leave your name, message, your phone number. We'll get back to you. Thank you.
Perry, pick up the phone.
I'm not gay, dude. I'm all.
I know you are.
Maybe he wants to go to a canyon.
No, he's at his house.
He's yeah, at his so? House.
He's not in
so
a canyon.
What? Well, that was pretty good podcast, though, I thought.
It took 2 days and a bunch of calls to Perry's manager, Nick, before Perry would even consider picking up the phone. So just to show you how really unprofessional Perry is, I thought that we'd include this next clip. Now, because we had three different phones, three different voice levels, before we started the call, we had to have some sort of sound check. So this is that sound check. Normally, this is a behind-the-scenes thing, and normally we wouldn't play this on the podcast. But here, because it's New Year's Eve, here's a look behind the scenes of a Big Three podcast. Now stop, Mole. Can I hear you? I can, Mole. I can barely hear you.
It's because Perry's on speaker.
Is that why? Are you on speaker, Perry?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Get off speaker, Perry.
Get off speaker.
Get off speaker, Perry.
Okay, off speaker.
Mole, talk.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Still very low, Mole.
Low?
Yeah, talk a little bit.
Should I put my Bluetooth?
Will you shut the fuck up, Perry? Just shut up for a minute. Mole, talk.
Hey buddy, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Not barely at all. Okay. Perry, you're gonna have to talk a little softer then. Perry? Perry.
Whoa.
Perry, will you answer me, Perry?
What?
Will you fucking answer me?
What?
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're trying to record a fucking...
I put the Bluetooth on. How's your audio?
Okay, I can't hear you at all, Mole. Take your Bluetooth off and talk into the phone like a normal person. That's
what... Oh, Christ. No, I'm not, because this is the best way I can hear you guys.
Okay, but Perry, listen to me. Mole, we can't hear you. Mole, Perry, listen to me. You fucking idiot. We can't hear Mole because of your Bluetooth. Take the fucking Bluetooth off and talk into the phone like a regular person.
Bye. Bluetooth off. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, here's what I need you to do, Perry. I need you to talk a little bit away from the phone so you're not so loud. Mole, talk.
Well, because I got the phone away from my mouth.
All right,
I got
Perry,
my ear.
Okay, Perry, here's what I want you to do. Instead of trying to think, listen to what the fuck I'm saying, okay?
I'm listening to you, you okay. fucking idiot.
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm giving.
Yeah, because you talk like you got your
I'm giving
ass.
You a simple instruction, you fucking moron, to talk.
Well, listen, you fucking moron. Talk to me with a little respect, you fucking bastard. Or else I'm just going to treat you like shit the same way you treat me like shit.
All right, Mole, I'm going to call Nick. I'm going to call you back in a second, okay?
No. Call Nick. Piece of
you
shit,
fucking!
You got no fucking respect for anybody else but yourself.
All right,
bye.
Wait, hold on. Listen.
So finally, we got Perry to get on the phone and talk to us. Now we're in the home stretch. We're gonna bring the Big Three podcast fans and everybody out there till midnight. Happy 2012.
Hey.
Perry.
Hello?
All right. Hey, guys. Okay, now we know it's the three of us.
All right. So,
why did you hang up before?
I don't want to get into it, Mo. I was just very upset. Okay.
What happened?
Don't worry about it, please.
Well, I do worry about it. We're
no,
pals.
Mo, everything's okay. Everything's okay. That's all we got to just know. Everything's okay.
You're not going to hang up again, are you?
He probably
no,
will.
No, I'm not.
He probably will.
No, I'm not.
You made Dan really sad.
Well, because it was because of respect, okay?
Okay, here's the deal.
Everything's fine now.
I don't know if I want to do the big news. I really don't know anymore, Mole. I was so excited.
I want to do the big news.
I don't know if we can
What's
do it.
What's the big news, Don?
No, I don't know what you want to do, but I am really tired of this shit. he's probably not going to do it no matter how much money it's worth, so I don't even know if we want to do this. I don't even know if I want to do
it. What are you talking about, Don?
Well, we have a...
So you're keeping everything in the hiding for
me. Because I don't want to work with you. Because of this. We got a TV show.
Let's talk.
Can I say something, please?
Go ahead, Mole.
I think it's just this kind of crazy, intense dynamic that makes the big three... The most awesome podcast, and also the fact that we talk about our personalized and pop culture.
That's what I think is great. That's what I think is why it's funny that Don and I fight and argue the way we do. It's actually really funny, Don. You got to admit.
Let me ask you guys both a question. When you guys fight, you think it's more personal lives or pop culture?
I think it's more personal lives.
It's more personal, but it is funny when we fight.
It's funny. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I just don't want it to become physical because of my neck matter.
Right.
Okay? Well, we may say it's going to get physical, but I don't want it to get that way.
And even before the neck thing, you never wanted to get physical with Dan.
No. No.
Because he's weak.
I mean, not in a fighting way.
No, physically, Don would kill me.
Can
Don
I just add this? And the hatred that I have for you would make me just want to just like when I'd get on top of you, you know, remember when I used to say that I'd like to knock the pins out of socket in your neck?
Yeah.
Right. I remember that.
Now I actually do have screws. Let's see, I got screws, I got rods, and I got a sponge back there. I actually feel like a young Frankenstein. It's funny.
That's perfect. Perry's got screws and rods. Hey, looks like you have screwed rod. No, it's just Randy's scallion.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that blue seal joke.
Yeah.
Are we doing a podcast tonight or we're not?
We're doing one right now.
When?
We're doing it right now, Mo.
Well, I should cruise over. Hold on a second. Can you guys hold on a second? That's my line. Can you hold on a second?
Yes, sir.
Talk to each other for a second.
Okay. Don, what's going on? Are we getting a TV show?
There's a real possibility we're getting a TV show. But I'm telling you right
now. You guys.
I'm telling you right now, I don't want to do it.
You guys. You know who it is?
Who?
It's Mo. You know who's on the other line?
Who's on the other line, Mo?
Can I conference him in? Hold on a second. Let me try this. How do you do this? You got to hit what? Star what? Hold on a second. How do you do, Dan? How do you do the conference? Star, hold on.
Just it.
Hold on. Hello?
Mr. Adams, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Scare Master. How are you, love? How are you?
I'm okay,
John,
sir.
Hey, John, what are you doing, dude? Hello, Walter. How are you, love? I'm good. I think we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, you don't mind being on the air.
We're doing it now.
Yeah, Mr. Adams.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are, Mr. Adams.
We're on the air right now.
Lovely, lovely. How is everybody? How's everybody doing?
Things are getting better.
Yes, tell me.
I see the doctor tomorrow. I might be getting my staples and stitches out tomorrow. I hope so, because I want to take a shower.
My favorite vaudeville act. They're racist. They're wonderful.
Wait a second, Mr. Adams. Hold on a second. Something just passed us by. So since your operation... You haven't had a shower?
Haven't been able to take a shower.
You got to stink like crazy.
I feel like I'm an Indian. But I haven't been running around much. I mean, I just walked down the block to Denny's. So I feel like,
are you musky right now? Are you musky?
What do you mean? Smelly?
What are you talking about, Mr. Adams? Musky, you know, the man's musk.
I don't put cologne on if I'm not taking a shower.
I enjoy it. I love it.
I feel stinky.
Men who like other men will usually enjoy that smell.
I'm not interested in other men. So I
like
I don't...
recently begrouted tiles of the Hollywood YMCA.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Mr. Adams, before you get to this,
yes.
Perry was kind of disrespectful to me earlier, and I...
We were both disrespectful to each other.
Perry, no, that's not true.
Mr. Adams, you should have heard it. Scare Master went crazy on Dan. Well, really, tell me what happened.
Okay, well, it got to the point where I don't think I want to do this TV show.
Don, please.
Really, we know about the TV
Don.
Listen, this is to be under wraps. Who's speaking of the television show right now?
Nobody's speaking of it. It was kind of leaked last night or the day before, and Perry went out of his mind, and he hung up the phone.
Did you see it on the TMZ?
I never heard anything about us having a TV show.
Okay, well,
until now. Don and I got into a little beef yesterday, and I said that I was going to hang up, and I did, but I didn't call right back.
It was the day before yesterday,
actually,
not yesterday.
I went to sleep. Oh, was it the day before yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. And then I didn't call back.
Neck surgery, Mr. Adams. He also just had neck surgery.
I mean, Don's not even opening up and respecting the fact that I'm a little bit out of control.
Really? So I should have you insult me and be a fucking dick to me? Is that what you're saying?
Well, look. If you're going to insult me, I'm going to insult you back.
Nobody was insulting
but
you, Perry.
Actually, I apologize, and I'm sorry for being an asshole to you, sir. It's not respectful, especially when we've been working 20 years.
Not yet. May is 20 years.
TV show.
May is 20 years.
Who are we speaking to now, lover?
I'm talking about Don and myself. Don and myself. We've known each other this coming May. It'll be 20 years.
And also,
okay, is that your anniversary? Is it your anniversary?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
wow, that's awesome, dude. Which anniversary will this be?
Don and mine. Don and mine.
20 years.
In May.
May I make a suggestion for the celebration?
Go ahead.
Tell him, Mr. James, you always have the best ideas. All right, listen. May I make a suggestion for the anniversary?
Go right ahead.
Talk to me.
The two of you. Post ranching up the coast, a drive in a rented Miata, the wind in your hair, just whipping down the PCH.
No, thank you.
I won't do that because of my neck.
Anything be more romantic to share your...
I'm not in... Look, real quick, this is not a romantic get-together. This is not a romantic relationship. This is a friendly / business relationship. That Don and I both have with
yes,
each other.
Yes, I agree. In June, there's another anniversary, the 20-year anniversary of something.
Okay, what's going on
what
in June?
What anniversary is coming up in July? Would you tell me? Tell him, Scam Master, tell him.
Are you talking with Randy Callahan?
Yeah, that.
Okay, that was June.
All right.
It was June.
Who would like to hear the wonderful news, what I have in store for us?
Well, I think we all would like to hear the
well,
one.
Well,
I want to hear it.
I already know.
About the thing we're talking about.
I already know.
Indeed, Walter.
So, how much time until New Year's?
We're about 8.5 minutes away from midnight. Let's party!
Well, the big hand is on the 11, and the little hand
is on
my big hand.
Oh, Mr. Adams.
Now, listen.
Okay.
Are we ready to capitulate ourselves into the next realm of infotainment?
Sure.
I don't know, but go ahead.
Tell him about my idea, Mr. Adams. Well, Walter spoke with me the other day. He told me that you were having troubles financially, Scammer. So now, is this true?
Well, yeah, but that's okay. I mean, I live on a disability check that I get every month, and I have disability insurance. So, I mean, I'm barely scraping every month.
See, I told you. Anywho, he told me that your rent is coming due and you don't know what you're going to do about your living situation. Now, he proposed a wonderful idea, and that is that the big three should move in together into their own apartment, which is wired with cameras and infrared sensors and all sorts of internet gadgeridoo.
They want to do a reality series with us.
Okay.
Mr. Adams has been in talks where we get in one big house. Do you have the house yet? Did Mole find it?
I'm working on it, dude. You know, it's between two places, okay? There's one place that is in Studio City. It's like a two-bedroom with a loft, really nice. And and the other one is a one-bedroom street level in Compton.
The Compton.
Compton.
Forget it. That's out.
No. I've given them a verbal yes on the Compton one.
Oh, Christ. Well, I'm not going to live in a house in Compton.
How much will we be paid?
It's not a house. It's an apartment. That's street level.
How much will
we be paid? Still, I wouldn't live in Compton.
Tom, how much will we... Hold on. How much will we be paid, Mr. Adams, for doing this? Maybe that'll change his mind.
The first go-round, whilst we're doing our pilot, we will be paid in product. Meaning, all of the sponsors that we'll be using for the said production will be paying us in product. So that if Scaremaster would like Campbell's Chicken and SpongeBob SquarePants Noodle Soup, then said soup will be delivered in multiple cases to his home. Home being the street-level Compton residence of the Big Three.
How much are we getting paid, Mr. Adams?
I think he just said what we're getting paid, Scaremaster, for the pilot.
That's not enough. Then forget it.
Hey, you know what? I think was really kind of missing from this whole New Year's podcast.
What's that?
A joke? Elmo, please, seriously, we're talking business for the first time in a long time. We're finally talking business. All right, one joke. I'll give you one joke. All right. I can't talk to you about. You guys want to hear a joke?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
All right. A New Year's joke. Let's think. All right. All right. Why does Justin Bieber love New Year's Eve?
Why does Justin Bieber love New Year's Eve? I don't know.
Because his ball finally dropped. Spot on, Mo. Spot on. Wunderbar. All right, listen. Now I'm going to take up Justin Bieber. Scaremaster loves him.
I don't love Justin Bieber.
Do you really?
It's bullshit. I don't know this fucking kid.
Let me check in and see how much time until midnight.
I have the exact time. It's 11:56 and 15 seconds right now.
I don't know if I want to do this pilot. You know, I know that we can make a lot of money, and a lot of money under the table is probably the way it starts out, which is good. I don't mind that.
Money is the least of it, Mr. Barnes. Imagine yourself swimming in a jacuzzi full of Progresso thick and hearty New England clam chowder.
Oh, God. Please.
What is some of your New Year's resolutions, Mole?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna stick to my one. No more killing kids on the podcast. Between the whole thing with Scaremaster with.
I didn't kill anybody.
Well.
Oh God. Because this one kid died. It's not my fault. I didn't even know who he was before he passed away.
Well,
to blaming me for this kid's death, that's fucking wrong. That's absolutely fucking wrong.
You better
apologize to me, you punk.
Hey, we're not... Perry, what are you threatening people for?
Why am I threatening them? Because he's making it look like I killed this kid.
No.
But I did not kill anybody.
No, Perry. What he has said is this. The parents blame you. I've tried to stand
parents
on your...
Parents are blaming me?
Yes, I've tried
no,
to say...
No, the parents are blaming me.
Okay,
parents.
But Perry, it's not...
You guys.
Mole and I have been on your side and telling them that they're wrong.
They're fucking wrong. They're all fucking wrong.
Okay, that's what we say. But the parents are the ones that think that you did it.
Because you're blaming me for this kid's
no,
death. I didn't kill this kid.
The parents are blaming
me. Or if the parents blame me.
Okay, it's
I
not
don't
a,
even know who this kid is.
It's not
complete
our fault.
Bullshit.
That would be like if... You blamed us for what they say about you and being gay on the internet. We don't say that you're gay.
Well, I do blame you guys.
Hold on a second. What time is it? I'm looking at the countdown clock. I'm in the limo and we're about to launch off into the boat, into the harbor.
Is it almost midnight?
All right.
It's almost midnight. You put some more rails on his tummy. You put those rails in your nostril and start dancing for me. I'm sorry. I'm having a little private party. I'm going to run now. Listen, everybody work everything out, but I will tell you this.
You don't want to be with us when the ball drops? Or do you have something...
No, I do. You know, I'm going to stick around. You, put those nostrils on hold. I'll be right there. I'm heading to the clinic. Yeah, I can't talk about Mr. Arms.
Okay,
here we go. This is what's kind of fun, but I'll tell you this. You know, it's been a crazy year. Perry's had 3 neck operations. What's happened for you this year, Mole?
A lot of stuff happened, remember?
Yeah, I guess there I do.
There was the, I had that one thing. Remember when I forgot all that stuff? And then when I went on HN, and then when I dropped the weight and with hard narcotics.
Yes, I did.
But then I had to go on that stuff. And then do you remember when Scamaster inadvertently killed that kid?
I didn't kill anybody.
Hey, we're under a minute. Perry, we're under a minute before it's the New Year's. 2012 could be our year. There's a real chance we could be doing a reality show together. Put her there, guys. Big 3.
Wonderful. I love it. I love it.
Mr. Adams, there is now officially 12 seconds. 11. Let's count it down. 10. 9. 8. 7. Keep up. 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Perry, get away from me. Don't try to kiss me there. Mary Jane, come on over here. Mary Jane, say Happy New Year's to Mary Jane.
Happy New Year's, Mary Jane.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Mary Jane, the loveliest of lovelies.
Thank you.
Oh.
Welcome.
Well, it's 2012, guys, and you know what? I wanted to do something special for the fans. I know last week we said we weren't going to do this, but I, commercial-wise, we had to do something. So I think I'm glad that we did this. I hope everybody had fun. Did you have fun there, Mr. Adams? Thanks for joining us, and thanks for the big news.
That was wonderful. I'm sorry I got emotional over that old Lang Syne, but the old English tunes always drive me crazy.
Mole, Happy New Year to you.
Hey, thanks. Are we going to do Mole Play now?
Well, we'll do Mole Play, but I just want to get this. Perry, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same for...
Mary Jane, Happy New Year.
Happy... Same for me, for all you guys. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's to you, Mary Jane.
Thank you. Happy New Year's.
Oh, there she is. Mary Jane, everybody. You want to end it with something good before we go and check out? Let's do the best thing that we do on this show. Now, next week, we'll come back and we'll have our $10 shout-outs, and we've got a lot of them coming, and Perry may have blown it because I was going to give them all to him. But now I don't think so. I think we should split them 4 ways. So, anyway, the point is that I think that we should end it big. Mr. Adams, do you want to be involved in this? Because we're going to do a little Mole Play. Do you want to play?
Yeah, I'd love to play. It's a major.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is a game that we play here on the podcast. It's a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard the podcast before, Mole Play is a game that we play here. We improvise it. This is where Mole will set a scenario, he'll cast the scene, and then we will act it. Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
Today's Mole Play is going to be the first episode of the Big Three living in a new apartment, and they're living there, and they got to make the rent. And here comes Mr. Adams, and he needs the rent money. He's the landlord. Ready? Mole Play. Hey, dude, do you know who took my coffee, my piece of birthday cake from the refrigerator?
I'll tell you who did. That fucking asshole Perry, who fucking goes in everybody's food, touches him with his greasy Italian fingers. This fucking slob. I ought to beat your fucking ass. You're the scumbag. You're the fucking scumbag, you piece of shit. I'd have knocked the crap out of you. I hate living with you. You stink. You leave your fucking Italian hair all in the shower. It's gross. I can't take it.
Yourself, you bastard. I sing. What about yourself?
Ding dong. Hello. Applause, applause, laugh, 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 applause. Hold on, hold on. Applause, 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 laughter. Hello, gentlemen. How is everybody doing today?
Really good, Mr. Adams. How are you?
I'm doing good, too, Mr. Adams. How are you doing, Scare Master?
Okay. Live right now.
I need the rent money, and I don't have it. So well, who's going to pay up?
Well, I gave my rent money to Perry, so I gave
I get disability on the third. I pay on the third.
Yeah, he doesn't get a disability until the third. So how about this, Mr. Adams? How about Scare Master rubs your feet? Because he used to be a foot rapist.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Mo. I don't rape men's feet.
All right, you know what? In all fairness, because I also know that he's a good masseuse, maybe he should give you a massage.
Well, I've been very tense lately. Do you think you could work out my tension, Scare Master?
Not at this time. I got to wait for my neck to heal. Then I can do a good massage for you.
Let's just pretend your neck is healed where Mo's yeah. laying, for God's
okay,
sake.
Then, yeah, I don't see a problem there.
We'll start massaging
rub it,
him.
Rub it for me. Rub it. Rub it.
I think I can do that.
Rub it. Tell me how you're rubbing me. Explain what you're doing.
I'm rubbing your back.
Yes.
And I'm rubbing your shoulders.
Yes, yes.
How does that feel, sir?
You're good. Are you still very strong? Have you been working out your upper body?
Lately, I haven't been able to go to the gym because of my broken neck. Once I'm allowed to go to the gym, I'll be back in the gym every day.
You feel and very strong. Do you mind rubbing a little lower? Do you mind rubbing a little lower?
If he rubs you a little lower, can we get some money off rent?
Well, I'm always interested in talking about making everything go lower. Hey, Mr. Adams, also there's a pipe underneath the sink that's been leaking that goes to the garbage disposal. You know what? You're really, really not helping me relax right now, Walter. Oh, that is wonderful, Scare Master. Tell me what you're doing with your thumbs right now.
Rubbing your shoulders, sir.
Go lower, lower, lower back, lower back.
Lower back? Okay.
We're going deeply, deeply south of the old belt line.
Okay.
As it were. What do you feel?
Oh! You feel
Can I ask you your personal opinion?
Yes, sir.
As you're rubbing me and looking down upon me, some tell me that I have the anus of a 24-year-old sailor.
No, sorry, sir. I don't do that.
Now, what do you think? Do you think they're right?
I'm not interested in going there, sir.
He's just asking a question.
If I have to rub your ass.
He didn't say you had to rub his ass. He was asking your opinion, Perry. All you got to do. I think you got a great ass. Yes, you look like a 20-year-old sailor, Mr. Adams. What do you think, Perry?
Mr. Adams,
I don't pay attention.
This mole play is terrible.
I'm sorry, sir. I just don't rub down there, sir.
Oh, you have nothing to apologize for. Let's cut your rent in half. And that was mole play.
Mole play, mole play. Let's play mole play. Mo-play, let's play Mo-play. Mo-play!
I hope everybody there has a happy new year. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you get in touch with me, Simply Don, on Facebook. Perry's at Perry F. Caravello. That's K-A-R.
A-R is in car, A-V is in Victor, E-L-L-O.
Mr. Adams, do you have a Facebook page?
Oh, you can reach me at BoyToyJoy.
BoyToyJoy.org. Okay, and Walter Molininski's on there. Of course, great friend of the show, American hero, really. You know, in the year-end celebration, everyone praised this man, and you can get a hold of him through terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Tim Perpetic is not a world's hero.
Somebody's a little jealous. All right, well, listen, I think that we should wrap this up, this phone call at least. Happy New Year to you. Mole,
thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Mole, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Dan. Happy New Year, Scare Master.
Mr. Adams, a very happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mr. Adams. Happy New Year to all of you and to all a good night.
Well, today's show was just kind of hopefully somewhat of a surprise and hopefully somewhat of a pleasant surprise. I wanted to bring in the new year with our fans and the Big Three podcast. Those social network things are real. I am really at Simply Don One on Twitter. My Facebook is Don Barris. Perry's is Perry F. Caravello. I always screw up the spelling, so I don't know what that is. You know, Walter Molininski is on Facebook. Tim Perpetic is on Facebook. Come and visit us. Also, if you want to help us out by making donations, don't forget, we've got a PayPal account. And I think the best way to use PayPal with us, go to our website, The Big Three Podcast, or go to simplydonthepodcastnetwork.com. Go on there. And while you're there, you can see some of the other shows like The Ding Dong Show podcast that's coming out very soon. Simply Don the podcast. I'm very happy to have Jeff Dannison, Ryan O'Neill, and their very first podcast, Puerto Rican Time Travel. That's going to be exciting. And another one, a very controversial figure in the music comedy world, the Darnell Valentine Show is going to be on the podcast network. So we've got a lot in 2012 to look forward to. But if you want to help us out, go to the PayPal. We're still looking for commercials. We have a couple good sponsors. What the Huck, one of the finest Thai restaurants in the West Hollywood area. ASM Plumbing and Porn.
What about the Stephen Brody Stevens Show?
What?
You're reading off these promotions, and I thought I was going to be doing a show on the network here.
No. I said we would talk about it once I got everything rolling.
Aren't you rolling now?
We have the one show. I have four other shows to get up and going.
You're getting a lot of downloads on iTunes. You know? I'm just trying to get what I was offered, or supposedly.
That wasn't an offer. You said, hey, I'd like to do a podcast on your network. And I said, well, let me see what's going on. Let me get these shows going. And then ever since then, you've been kind of like coming around. Hey, when do I start my
Stephen,
show?
Brody, Stevens. Yes, one-on-one. Hard facts. Personal interest stories. I give my spin on it. Yes!
That's what you would do.
Well, that would be 1 week.
You're pushing things that nobody really cares about. We have people that pay us money, like ASM Plumbing and Porn. They've been with us for quite a while. And we should talk more about them, because ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But why take my word for it?
Is that the phone number or the address?
What do you think it is? 440-731-9338. What
That's
do you think?
That's a phone number.
Bingo.
But you said it like an address.
What do you mean I said it like an address?
It just was not broken up. Right. I was looking for a street after that.
But don't take my word for it. Why not take the word of an American hero? The guy that put the money up that finally brought Satan himself, Bin Laden, down. Skateboard enthusiast Tim Perpetic. What does he have to say about ASM Plumbing and Porn?
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Have you ever had What the Huck?
I have heard of it. I have sensed it. I have not consumed it. No.
The finest Thai food in all of West Hollywood.
I'm hearing good things.
Now, I've had that food. It's the best food in all of West Hollywood. And if you're into Thai food, wunderbar. All right, Brody, I like you. You're my best friend in comedy. I want you to be on this podcast network. But Simply Don, the podcast network, is a step above other podcast networks.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do it. I've been there. I understand it.
Let's talk about you then.
Sure.
You had a big story in the LA Weekly in mid-December.
Yeah, true. I had a little incident happen up in Canada, and we did a story on it. I don't know. Would you like to talk about it now?
Actually, you know, I'll tell you something. Can people see that? I'd rather that they read about it, because I'd rather talk about us and what we do over at the Comedy Store. Could they see that?
Yeah, they can. It's up there on the internet, LA Weekly, December 16th edition. Look for Brody. Again,
that's December 16th through the 22nd.
Through the 22nd. It was on newsstands then, and just gives a little more insight to what happened.
So if somebody wanted to go, they go to the LA Weekly and Brody Stevens. You think they can get it that way?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right, so if you want to find out what happened with Brody, go to that. I want to talk about what goes on over at the Comedy Store.
Yep, you know, the world famous.
A lot of people don't know this, but we were in a band together.
Yeah, we were.
The Barris Brody Overdrive.
Yeah, it was a little band, a late night band there at the Comedy Store. Put on a good show.
Well, then you did your thing. And
I was in a car accident, actually, and I got rear-ended on Olympic Boulevard, and it kind of messed up my back to where I couldn't sit there on the chair and drum properly on the chairs.
See, I didn't know that that was the reason that we broke up. Anyway, I went on, started the Barris Kennedy Overdrive. Once in a while, you'll come up there and you'll sit in with us, which is cool.
But I've been sitting in more and more, I would say, more days than, say, 2 years ago or a year ago, maybe.
You know what's one thing that we should talk about? Because nobody, when I say nobody, I mean by the crowds that turn out, it seems like nobody. But the Comedy Store late night is one of the coolest places in comedy to be, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, there's crowds there. We'll get a decent little crowd. Like, it's like, hey, this is like a bar kind of vibe. It's not, it's intimate, but it's crazy. And
I'll
it's
close
real.
Out every night over at the Comedy Store. I'll close out the show. And sometimes I go for, you know, a half hour, 90 minutes, you know, 2 hours. I bring up people. We have a good time there.
Yeah, you have a great time. It's definitely an R, a hard R in terms of rating. And I'm involved, you know, with some Nickelodeon and Disney stuff, so I got to kind of, I pull away at times from some of the rougher edges. But I do enjoy watching comedy. Is comedic.
Hold everything. When have you ever done a Nickelodeon show?
In terms of auditioning, I have.
Have you really?
Yeah, once or twice.
So for that reason, you're going to never swear or do anything like that?
That comes into play.
I remember when one of our shows, we had Yergi's girlfriend here. And I don't know, Mole was out of town or something. But she clearly wanted to have sex with you. And yet, it seemed like you kind of pushed her away. Do you remember that?
I remember it vaguely. And again, the language was harsh.
That's what I'm saying. You kept saying the Nickelodeon stuff.
Yeah.
So you turned down women.
Yes, because I'm auditioning for Nickelodeon and Disney.
Seems a little ridiculous.
Well, you know, I want to have that clean slate, clean record. Hire me as a, you know, I could be a bad guy, police officer.
You played the police officer in The Hangover, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Why don't you do your line real quick?
Okay.
All right, let me set the scene for you.
Sure.
All right. We're in a jail. Bradley Cooper, the sexiest man alive. Zach Galifianakis. What's the other guy's name?
Ed Helms.
They're all in jail.
Yep.
They're waiting.
They're handcuffed.
They're handcuffed. And there you come. You're doing a tour for kids, right?
Yeah, these kids were, I would say, between 8 and 10 years of age. Kids, yes.
Okay, I think when we said kids, that was sufficient enough.
Okay.
So here it is. The scene is set. Brody is giving a tour for kids in the police station. And action.
So after we take their mugshots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be questioned by the arresting officers. Trust me, kids, you don't want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville. Come in and do my line, you know?
It must have been nerve-wracking.
It was a little bit. I know my line better now.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because you've done it millions of times.
Done it a lot.
Yeah. Very soon, I'm going to start with the Simply Don, the podcast. What I'd like you to do for the first show, at least, I'd like you to come in and co-host it with me.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I am honored, and I will accept that co-hosting role on the Simply Don, the podcast network.
Simply Don, the podcast show.
The show. The show behind the network.
Well, listen, I hope you're having a great New Year's. Again, thank you to the people that have sent us stuff all the time. Next week, if you send it a $10 shout-out, we're going to have a regular show, hopefully back in the studio, and we'll give Perry all the shout-outs. Thank you very much for the Christmas cards over the break. Keep in mind, you want to get in touch with us on the social network. I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. Please start following me. My Facebook page, Don Barris. Don't forget Perry F. Caravello. I'm not sure on the spelling.
Can I give my Twitter?
Yeah, just a second. Walter Molininski, Tim Perpetic. You have a Facebook?
I have a Facebook page, Stephen Brody Stevens. I also have a Twitter account at All Things Brody, B-R-O-D-Y. That's where you can find me.
So I hope you enjoyed this little New Year's shout out, so to speak. It wasn't officially a show, but I hope you got something out of it. Mary Jane, did you have fun today?
Uh-huh.
And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Brody.
Happy New Year to you, Don and Mary Jane.
So we'll see you next time on the Big 3 Podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.